In-person classes will continue today at SUNY Oswego, despite more than 100 new cases of COVID-19 on campus in the last week. As WRVO's Jason Smith reports, the college is taking additional actions to slow the spread.
Even though state guidance says any college with 100 or more cases in a two-week period must transition to 100% remote instruction for 14 days, SUNY Oswego will continue in-person learning this week. Why? Chalk it up to good timing. The guidance specified that two-week period from August 28th to September 11th. In that time, SUNY Oswego saw 82 cases. Over the weekend, there was another reported spike, pushing the total number of cases up to more than 130. But those cases reported over the weekend go on to the next two-week reporting period, which ends September 25th. SUNY Chancellor Jim Alatras, speaking on campus yesterday and for the second time in less than a week, said the college is making adjustments to keep the virus from spreading.
Technically, they're under the threshold, but that doesn't mean they're not seeing issues emerging on their campus, so they're addressing those issues. If it changes, they'll address it again.
While in-person classes will continue for now, the college is taking other actions. All athletics activities, which the college suspended for 2 weeks on Friday, are now suspended for the rest of the semester, and any student athlete found violating the order could lose their athletic eligibility. Visitors will not be allowed in residence halls. In-person dining is suspended indefinitely. Dining halls will be takeout only. And any student hosting or attending large gatherings on or off campus is subject to a potential automatic suspension. SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley said in an email to the campus community that 10 students have already been suspended. Going forward, Stanley says they will continue to look at the numbers each day and further actions are possible.
We want to bend this curve. So every day we're going to assess where we are. We're going to look at the numbers every day. We're going to continue to test our students. We know they're getting tested elsewhere, and we're going to look at those numbers as well.
Stanley said the college expects to open a dedicated testing center on campus this week where students, faculty, and staff can get tested regularly. For WRVO News, I'm Jason Smith.